You know that feeling sometimes? Like you're on the edge of things. Something's just missing in your connections.
It's really common.
Yeah, surprisingly so. And today, that's what we're going to unpack: loneliness and how we can navigate it.
We're looking at a great resource today. It's called In This Together, Overcoming Loneliness, part of a wider toolkit for mental well-being.
Okay.
And it's really designed for, well, anyone who feels that emotional disconnect, or maybe socially isolated, or just wants, deeper connections for whatever reason life throws at you.
So our mission here for this deep dive is really to get straight to the practical stuff. What is loneliness really, and what can people listening actually do about it?
Yeah, pulling out those key insights. And the first really crucial point is this. Loneliness isn't simply being alone. You
Right.
can be in a room full of people and feel incredibly lonely. It's that inner feeling, like you're unseen or disconnected. It's actually a signal, kind of like hunger or thirst.
A signal for connection.
Exactly. That connection is vital for our well-being.
And it's easy to feel like you're the only one, but the numbers, they tell a different story, don't they?
They really do. Get this. 36% of adults in the U.S. say they feel lonely frequently. That's more than a third.
Wow, that's significant.
It is. And it hits younger adults and people from marginalized groups even harder, often. So if you're listening and this resonates, you are definitely not alone in feeling this way.
Okay, so where do we start? How do we even notice when loneliness is creeping in?
That's the first step, self-awareness, really noticing when it pops up. Is it like quiet mornings? Late evenings,
Maybe weekends.
could be weekends, yeah. And then what thoughts come with it? What's the internal chatter like during those moments?
It's like becoming a detective of your own feelings.
Kind of, yeah. Because once you see those patterns when it happens, how it feels, what you think, you get a bit of choice back.
Okay. So instead of just being swept away by it.
Right. You can choose a different response.
Yeah.
You can maybe reach out, find healthier support. It puts you back in the driver's seat a little bit.
And the toolkit makes a really good point. Feeling lonely isn't some kind of character flaw.
Oh, absolutely not. It's not a weakness. It's
Yeah.
just human. And there was a quiz question in the material that helps clarify something important.
Oh, yeah.
It asked, social isolation and loneliness are, and the answer is, related but distinct experiences.
Okay, so they're linked, but not the same thing.
Exactly. Isolation is more about the objective lack of contacts, the number of people. Loneliness is the subjective feeling about those connections or the lack of them.
That makes sense. You can have lots of contacts, but still feel lonely.
Precisely. Or few contacts, but feel deeply connected.
There's another question in their Q&A prompt that really stuck with me. Is it harder to admit loneliness to others or to yourself?
That's a tough one. Hits on the stigma, doesn't it? Or just our own resistance to acknowledging it.
Yeah. So acknowledging it is step one. What's next? The toolkit had a practical assignment,
You
right?
did. Very actionable. Just write down three names, three people you could maybe reach out to this week.
Just three.
Just three to start. Think about how a text, a call, maybe meeting somewhere, and just like draft a quick message, even if you don't send it right away.
Taking that first small step. I like that. Even just thinking of one person right now could be helpful.
Exactly. So, okay, we're starting to recognize it. Why is it so important to actually do something about it, to reconnect?
Well, the toolkit is pretty clear on the consequences, isn't it? It's not just a fleeting bad mood.
Not at all. There are real impacts on mental and physical health. We're talking increased risk of depression, anxiety.
Sleep problems too, right?
Yeah, disrupted sleep. And some research even links chronic loneliness to a higher risk of, well, premature death. It's serious stuff.
That definitely puts it in perspective, but it's not all doom and gloom. The toolkit frames it more positively too, right? Like moving towards something good.
Yes, absolutely. It's not just about avoiding the negative. It's about moving toward joy, growth, belonging. That sense of connection enriches life.
So, what kind of strategies does it suggest for that reconnection? Are they big, complicated things?
Actually, no. Often quite small personal things, like maybe picking up an old hobby you dropped.
Oh, like dusting off the guitar.
Could be. Or spending some time in nature, even just a walk in the park. Journaling is another one.
Simple things.
Simple, accessible things. The advice is basically pick one thing that feels doable and go slow. Reconnection is a process, not an overnight fix.
That feels manageable, less pressure. And there was a quiz question related to this, too.
Yep. Which strategy can support social reconnection? And the example answer was joining an outdoor group.
Ah, so shared activities. Makes sense. Doing something alongside others.
Exactly. And another prompt for reflection was, what activity used to bring you joy that you've lost touch with?
Digging back into what used to light you up.
Right. And the assignment tied to this was practical again. Try one strategy. Journaling, walking, maybe sketching something.
And notice how you feel.
Yeah, check in before and after. Just notice. It's like a mini experiment in self-care and seeing what helps. Even just connecting with yourself a bit more.
Okay, I get it. Building that awareness of what works for you personally.
Exactly. So we understand it. We know why addressing it matters.
Yeah.
What about the tools? What practical things can help build connections?
The toolkit broadens the definition here, which I liked. It's not just about finding best friends.
Right. Connection can come from routines, platforms, different kinds of opportunities.
Like what specifically?
Well, using things like Zoom or WhatsApp to stay in touch with people who aren't nearby. Simple but effective.
Sure.
Or using mindfulness apps like Insight Timer. That can build inner connection, which is also important.
Okay, connection with self.
And then there's volunteering,
Definitely.
finding a cause you care about. That gives purpose and connects you with others.
Yeah, I saw that mentioned. And local stuff too, like classes or groups.
Definitely. In-person classes, support groups, they can be really safe places to rebuild trust and practice those face-to-face skills.
So lots of options. The key seems to be finding what fits you.
Absolutely. And consistency over perfection. Pick something that resonates now, try to stick with it a bit, see how it goes. Don't try to do everything at once.
And that quiz question about volunteering, why does that help?
The answer was, it fosters purpose and connection, that sense of contributing, of being part of something bigger than yourself while meeting people.
Makes total sense. And what about the barriers? The toolkit asks us to think about that too, right? What stops you from reaching out when you feel low?
Yeah, understanding your own hurdles is huge. What gets in your way? Fear of rejection, feeling like a burden.
Identifying those is key to overcoming them. And the assignment here is about trying a tool.
Right. Pick one, maybe a mindfulness app like Headspace. Look up a local group on Meetup. Schedule a Zoom call with a friend. Try it for, say, 3 days.
And journal about it.
Yeah, just jot down how it felt, what the experience was like. Again, it's about learning what works for you.
Okay, so we've covered recognizing loneliness, why reconnecting matters, and some practical tools. What's the big takeaway message here?
I think the main thing is that loneliness is universal. It happens. But, and this is the hopeful part, it can actually be a catalyst.
A catalyst for growth.
Exactly.
Right.
By facing it, understanding it, using some strategies, you can actually grow from it. It's about owning your story, being prepared to support yourself.
And remembering, connection is a practice. It takes effort, but starting small is okay.
Absolutely. Small steps count. And crucially, if things feel really overwhelming, please know there's immediate help available.
Yes, this is so important. You can call or text 988 anytime in the US. It's free, confidential support if you're in emotional distress.
There's also the crisis text line. Text home to 741-741. Don't hesitate to reach out if you need to.
So, as people have been listening, hopefully something has resonated. Maybe one idea or strategy stood out.
Yeah, take a moment to think about that. What clicked for you?
And maybe consider that final question from the toolkit. Looking ahead, what kind of connections do you want to nurture? And based on our chat, what's just one small step you could take this week?
And if you want more, the original material has a great resources section. It lists things we mentioned like 988, crisis text line, therapy platforms like BetterHelp and Talkspace.
Also, NAMI.org, the mindfulness apps, Headspace, Calm, Insight Timer.
And ways to find groups like volunteermatch.org and meetup.com. Lots of starting points there.
Definitely. Remember, building connection is a journey. It takes time. But hopefully this deep dive has given you some useful tools and maybe some encouragement to take that next step.
Yeah, you've got this.